Erichin Peches Mishnah Vov, Cherme Koihanim. These are charomois that are made, and the cherim, the Torah discusses it, is a cherim of giving to the Kohanim. En lahem pidyon, ela nitanim lakohanim kitruma. They have a din that's chal on them, some type of kodesh, like truma, but they're mamish not like truma, in the sense that the Torah says that there's ach kol cherim leyimoch v'leigol. The Torah says on some type of cherim that it can't be sold and it does not have pidyon. Now, if it's charomis that go to Beit HaKabayis, it can't be more than kedushas Beit HaKabayis. Kedushas Beit HaKabayis, of course, is nitin lepidyon for the bailam with a chomish, for somebody else without a chomish. So clearly, what we're talking about is some other cherim, and the pasuk mentions like kehanim. So what the Gemara understands, the Rav brings it, is that there's cherme Beit HaKabayis, like we said, and there's cherme kehanim. Cherme kehanim go to the kehanim. Nobody else could be part. It goes straight to the kehanim. Which kehanim? Kehanim shebaoyse mishmar of that week. So it goes to those kehanim. After it goes to the kehanim, it's chulin l'chol davim. So it's not ketruma. It's ketruma only in the sense that nobody else could take it away. So nitanim l'kehanim l'trumim. Yehudim v'mesayim ha'oyimim. That when a person makes stam acherim, stam charomim lebedek habayis, shenema chocherim kodesh kodoshim hu l'ashem. L'ashem means hegdish, not truma. V'chomim ha'oyimim, no. Stam charomim l'kehanim, they have another pasuk. So the pasuk says, "Kisteh acherim." What's a steh acherim? Is the type of charamis that goes like a han. So that's his pasuk. So the obvious question is, "Imken lomanem kochem kedush kadoshim l'Hashem, shuchal al kotche kadoshim al kotchem kalim." The pasuk that says that there's another din that is stam acherim is kedush kadoshim l'Hashem, is not to tell us what Stam Charomis is, but to tell us that there is in the Pasha of Charomis, Kodesh Kedoshim and Kodeshim Kalim, which is clearly not the regular Cherem Lebedek Habayis, it's not Cherem Lekoinim. Cherem Lebedek Habayis goes Lebedek Habayis, not Kodesh Kedoshim and Kodeshim Kalim, it's Momen Hegdish. And Charomis LeKehanim are Chulim. They're just Nitvas in the Rishus of the Kehanim. They go to the Kehanim, they treat it as Chulim Gomer. Certainly nothing to do with Kodesh Kedoshim, Kodesh counts. What we're talking about over here is something else, which L'chaira has no mashmos, deraisa. A korban, a behemoth which is a korban, does not belong to a person. A person can be magdish it. It doesn't make sense they should be able to give it lebedek habayis, to a cherim. There's a nischadish do, gzeres hakosuf, that there is a new form of charomois, there's a type of hegdish where a person can take a korban, and it can be magdish the behemo lebedek habayis. It's nitvas in the behemo legabe shavyov that he has to give it to the mikdash, in which case he's going to have to give the value of the behemo. It's hard to understand exactly what this is. The mebedek habayis, is it a choiv? Is it nitvas in the behemo, the shavyov? Who ever heard of such a thing? In regular chefetz, it's nitvas in a chefetz legabe shavyov to give to somebody else. It doesn't make so much sense in straightforward makne koine terms, some type of nugzeres hakosuf. Tosfos happens to hold that this idea is certainly deraisa. It's a pasuk. Rashi seems to say, Rashi over here seems to say that it's derabbanan, but deraisa vada. It doesn't work like we're saying. It's very hard to understand the pasuk. It's only in asmachta. We'll just point out one more thing. The Mishnah will elaborate more on this idea of being machrim or behema of kodshim in the next Mishnah. There's one question over here that has to be addressed, and that is that there's a machlok ben b'seir and the chachomim about what stam cherim is. Normally, this type of idea, what stam cherim is like a machlok is bedas hanoider. You have this type of Mishnah all over Masechet Nedarim. When a person is noider, kach v'kach, does he mean X, or does he mean Y, or does he mean Z? That's not l'chor the intent over here, because there's a Mishnah in Nedarim Daf Beis, sorry, not Daf Beis, in the second parak in Nedarim, where a person says, Stam, Harelai Chefet Zeh Kecherim. He's what he does is in Nedarim, he's matvis in. He makes a neder and he uses the model of something which is also b'chor, cherim. So the question is, which cherem does he mean to be matvisin? And then if it's one type of cherem, it does work, another type of cherem, it doesn't work. What's the stam charomis? And over there we say, based on if it's Yehud or Golul, what's more common, which type of charomis were made in which geographical area? That's not the question over here. The question over here is, Gzeres HaKosuv, what is the cherem that the Torah is talking about, bestomius? What does the word cherem mean? And that you have to dash in a pasuk. So it's a different mashmos. Now we'll see the next Mishnah. In Mishnah Zayin, and we'll see more about this idea of machrim odom es kodoshev. A person could be machrim a behemoth which is already a carbon. We just said this is gedashim, the pasuk of chachem, kodesh kodoshim l'ashem. Bein kodesh kodoshim ein kodeshim kalim. Im neder, if the carbon was a neder, which means that he said hare olai oilo. So he said hare olai oilo, and then he was magdish a behemoth. So besides for the behemoth being kodesh, he also has a personal obligation. Then he's machrim the behemoth. So noisin sadome. He has to give the value of the carbon to kehanim. So that's what he does with the money, is he gives it to kehanim. But what exactly is it? Noisin sadome, because how much is it worth to him? That's the question over here. If a person made Harei Alai Oilo, he was magdish the behemoth now, how much is this carbon worth to him? It's worth to him the whole value of the behemoth, because if the behemoth dies, he would have to bring another carbon. So to him is worth the whole value of the behemoth, that's how much he has to give. Im nidovo, noisin is tevoso. If he never said Harei Alai Oilo, he said Harei Zoilo. Lamais, if the behemoth becomes a balmum or dies, he's not going to have to replace it. He never said Harei Alai. So how much is the carbon worth to him? Well, it's not worth anything. He doesn't care. The behemoth could die. But Lamaisi does have a tevis anof from it, is that it's his carbon. He could bring it. If it's a shlomim, let's say, he gives out the bosses. So you have to shut up how much is the tevis anof that a person has. Tevis anof is a concept that you have by stock of money that a person has. It's not his money to spend. But Lamaisi, how much is it worth to somebody to have $100,000 to give out the tzedakah of his choice and to have his name recognized? Some people do it for COVID. Some people want to make a difference. They want to give to the mitzvah that's important to them, and so on. Tevis HaNo is worth something. Trumas, which kohen could you give to? Maisa, which aniyim could you give to? Which levim could you give to? And so on. So all these things are worth not the value of the chevitz, they're worth a certain something that a person has. There's a question then, the second parak Kiddushin, with different nafkaminis, like Rabbi Bim Kaddish and Isha, for instance, whether Tovis HaNo is just a value or it's actual bailus. Does the Yisrael own the truma that he has? Legabi the Tovis HaNo, you'll ask, has Yisrael ever owned truma? The Yisrael has the truma that he's mafish. How much does he have out of it? Is it his or is it just value that he has because of a certain HaNo? So that's the question, whether Tovis HaNo moment or not. That doesn't make a difference, Legabi, here. Because here we're shatzing up, how much is it worth to him? Now remember that there's no way to actually be magdish the behemoth. The behemoth belongs to kodesh. But Avadi, what he's doing is over here, he's not just being machrim, being noider to Beis Hamikdash, to give to Kehanim a certain amount of money, and gerade it's the dollar and cents value. Over here there is episah, tfos Hashem, in the behemoth to be mechayiv shavyov. How this works, nobody has our race exactly. The Shver Maises, the Briskirov, Chaim Oizer talks about it. They try to come up with Hagdoris. It's hard to understand. Zenuch Alois over here of being nitvas in the korban legabi echoivas domim to give. Okay? Shoze oilo. If a person says, Shoze oilo on a behema, so again, he was never mechayiv himself. Oimdim, we shats up. How much is it worth it to him to bring a carbon oilo, even though he doesn't have a chiyuv to bring a carbon oilo, is what we said, is what we called nedova. Mishnah gives other examples. Ha-bechor. Let's say a person has a behemoth, which is a bechor, behemoth toiro. And it's in the Rishus of the Yisrael to give to a Kohen. He's going to give it to a Kohen, it's going to be brought. And he's Machrim the behemoth. Now obviously the behemoth is a carbon, he can't turn it into something else. So the halacha is, Ben Tomim Ben Balmum Machrim Inoisoi. Whether it's a Tomim or Balmum, it can be Machrim. Ketzad Poidin Oisoi, how much money does he have to give for this Kherim? Ha Poidin Oimdim Kama Odom Roitzel Litein B'Chorzeh. How much is it worth it to him to have the value of this bechor that he has, like we said before, litnoi leben bitoi. He wants to give it to his enikol. He has to give it to a kohen. But a person could have a shvogel who's a kohen. He could have an uncle who's a kohen. People with pidyon haben, right? They find a kohen who they're related to. Somebody could have a grandfather who's a kohen. So how much is it worth it to him to have this carbon to be able to give? A certain amount. The ben bitin, ben achoysoi. They can give it out. Now the Mishnah says a different makor to this type of din. One pasuk says, the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk says, Kol ha-bachor she'yivoled b'b'korcho b'tzoyncho ha-zokor. The pasuk says the word tagdish. We just spoke out the whole pasuk. But Rabbi Shmuel points to the word tagdish, which says that we're talking about a korban b'chor, kol ha-bachor she'yivoled. It says tagdish, she'magdish it. Magdish ha-bachor? Isn't it automatic? Because of echad, the other pasuk says, al tagdish. The pasuk says, ach b'chor she'yivukal Hashem ba-behemo, lo yagdish ishay, so it can't be turned into another kodesh. It is what it is. Ef shalom ha-tagdish, she'kvar ne'mar al tagdish. Ef shalom al tagdish, she'kvar ne'mar tagdish. Mishnah speaking of parichus, it means it's a stir. Emo mi'ato, you have to say the issue of the two psukim is as follows. Magdishay ato, there's a type of hegdish that a person can impose on the bechor, hegdish ilui. A hegdish that's above. It's not clear what that is. Ve'en ato magdisha hegdish mizbeach. You can't turn it into a carbon oil, you can't turn it into a carbon psochim, to a shlomim, it's a carbon bechor. What he can do is that he could turn it into ilui, is the value, he could be mayrich, he could shatz up the value, and that's the hegdish that, again, that's imposed on the behemoth. We said, really, it can't be chal in the behemoth. It's chal in the behemoth, that got to be the value. That's how much he's going to have to give. This concept of Yishmol learns out from this pasuk, not like the pasuk that we previously quoted.